Hornridge is in the shotgun position still. He's looking down off that left side. Tries running himself, but he is picked up quickly by a couple. Simmons, and number 54, Aaron Pettery of the Casey Eagles on defense. With the tackle and stop, 7:44 to go here. The clock isn't running here in the second half. This kickoff was at 1, and it's one of the fastest 8-man games we've seen.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
And the games usually go longer than 11-man.
We're going to stop the clock here for an official measurement. It is that close to the first down chance.
I want to thank Mike Kaufman for putting up with us.
Hey, he's been helpful with us back in the studio.
Some technical issues here and there. He's been a big help back at the studios. He's been filling in for me throughout the whole year. Fills in during most of sick of vacation. Comes in during emergency time, so somebody's sick at the last minute. So I know you don't hear it, Mike Kaufman, but I'm going to say, thank you.
Yeah.
Also, the Nathan Fando, our engineer, he always helps me out with some technical issues with all my dumb questions.
Right, that's what they're there for. A good team effort.
That's what it takes.
Yeah.
On the field here, too.
A big stop right there by the Eagles defense. They stopped them on fourth and short. They're going to get themselves a first and 10, going back the other way. Going to be still at about the 13-yard line. They do have a long field to go to, but let's see what they can do. Still 7:38 here to go in the game. They are down by quite a bit, but handoff will go over to that right side to number 20. Going to be, Tanaka. I think I got that name right.
Which one?
There you go, Tanaka, number 20.
Tanaka.
Nice carry over that side. Big 9 yards on that run four.
That was a good stop there, by the way, the KCO defense against the starting Vikings offense.
They put pressure on him right down there in that red zone.
Kennedy. Shotgun position.
Second down now and one to go. Kennedy's still in the shotgun position. He has two receivers off to his left. He'll be quarterback keep off that left end. He's racing out here to the sideline. He picks up the first down and some extra. Good run there. Stays in bounds, though, so the clock's going to continue to run. He's going to bring that ball all the way up to the 32-yard line.
Nick McGuire and Kyle Aldrich with the tackle and stop for the Vikings on defense.
Big first down, though. They move the chains, and they're going to keep on soaring along.
You think?
Yeah. I'm going to try someone throwing your lids in there.
My little puns?
Yes.
Don't try it.
Eagles are soaring down the sidelines. Kennedy is in his shotgun position. He landed off to Tanaka real quick over to that right side. Big offense all of a sudden for Tanaka. He has his first down. He has a carry of about 12 yards on that last run, all the way past the 40.
You know, Tanaka is fast. He also does some of the punts here also.
All right.
In the case where he goes, and seeing a bright spot here.
Just as small as
Eagles, yes. They hope he sticks around.
Yes.
38-6.
Brings them all out to 43. But they are driving.
Diego Tanaka.
Yes,
Diego.
Diego Tanaka. All right, Kennedy back in shotgun. He hands off to him. He keeps it himself up the middle for a quarterback sneak. He'll get a couple on it.
It's a good call there.
We're just going to start keen on Tanaka.
What do you do now? Simmons comes in, though. He has been one of the leading backs here for the Casey Eagles. 6:45 to go and counting. Left in this game, 38-6. The Akron-Fargo Vikings are leading the Casey Eagles. Eagles able to score the first touchdown here. Could not convert the two-point conversion. It was in the third quarter. They've only allowed 8 points since the first half against the Vikings. Under center, Kennedy hands it off to Simmons. Simmons about a half yard or a yard there. I'm kind of wondering what you have to use to clean up that mud in the laundry. What do you use?
A lot of bleach.
Well, you can't bleach your uniforms.
Yes, a lot of laundry detergent.
If it is, it's color safe.
Yes.
How about some borax? I'm raving about borax.
Terrific, Eddie. All right, Kennedy's under center, third down and 7. He's looking off for a pass over his left side. He gets it up to the middle.
Oh, almost intercepted there by Aldrich, I think.
Yes, I think they're up. Aldrich was just strolling around through the center there. Broke up the pass.
Had a big collision, too.
Collision with his own teammate. But they're still going to have fourth down on that after that incomplete pass. Good covered defense by the Vikings.
Let's go fourth.
Clock stops at 5:51 with that incomplete or pass, 38-6. Vikings with the lead.
The Eagles are back in their huddle, figuring their next play coming out here.
They'll be on fourth down too, Mikey.
Yes, they're going for it as they should. They're going to have two receivers, three receiver trips set off to his right. Kennedy's in shotgun position. Going to pick up that ball, and he's going to heave it down the sideline. Down there is number 12 for a chance at it.
No flag. Is he both looking for the ball, almost looking for Chase Flowers?
Chase Flowers down there. Coverage was that? Was Drew
Heisen.
Heisen. Drew Heisen for his defensive back coverage. It's going to be a turnover on downs. The Vikings will take over right near the 45-yard line of the Eagles for the short field. They just want to get some running plays in here, keep the clock going, keep the first down chains moving. 5:44 now at the change of possession. Still got the Vikings starters in there. Aldridge at quarterback. Drew Heisen.
Heiser. Aldridge, shotgun position, looking down the field. Wide receiver, they will keep it after seeing Noah brought down high by number 54. So Eagles for the tackle. Aaron Pettery.
Go ahead, Eddie. Yes. All right, so that's going to be zero on that game. Second down and 10. Aldridge still in his shotgun position. He has, looks like, number 25 next to him. Donovan Zusdake. Give me help on that name again.
Yeah.
Aldridge keeper, though, up onto that left side.
Under 5 minutes to go in counting left in this game with the Vikings. They're going to probably come away with a victory to get their seventh win on the season, although two of them have been forfeits.
Mm-hmm.
38-6. 4:50 to go in counting in the final quarter here. Okay, so he goes, let me put it out, how they play here.
Yes, they have. Third down and 5 now for the Vikings.
Second position here for Aldridge. Look to keep it. Runs up the middle. Gets the first down and more. Down across inside the, right about the 34, 33-yard line, and it's a first down. 4:27 to go. Here they reset the chains, 38-6. The Vikings leading the Case Royal Eagles here at Case Royal High School. We're here back in the high school football, big man football.
But it's hometown football for the Caseville, like, Caseville Eagles.
Things are kind of settling down weather-wise, too, here.
Yeah. Takes them out to the 30-yard line.
Clock will start now at the change of reset. Aldridge in shotgun position. Heiser in motion. Hands it off. Up the middle. A good run there by number 25. Donovan. Zostick.
Zostick.
According to the announcer.
Yes. Zostick.
Zostick.
Yeah. Thank you, Donovan. It's going to make second down and about 7 to go. Second down and 6.
Under 4 minutes to go and counting in this game. 25-yard line. And if we're lucky, might end this game right on time for Mike Kaufman to do his top of the hour news. All right, Mike, I'm sure you're happy about that.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
Eight-man football here on AM 1340 WRW. This is our second eight-man game, I do believe. Rick Glazza did the first one with the Case Royal Eagles. Hand off to Heiser, close to the first down marker, close to about the 21, 22-yard line here. Mike's a little tired because we did a game last night also.
Mm-hmm.
Out of adventure there.
Because, yes, the ugly hosting Bad Axe were a good wild game that turned out.
Yeah, 34-32, ugly needed to win to get into the playoffs. Harbor Beach took down USA 42-6. Harbor Beach finished the season 8-1. They are heading to the playoffs. Just who they will play, we'll find out tomorrow on the Sunday Selection High School Football Playoff Preview Show on 102.1 FM WRW after your 5:30 news. On their center is Aldridge. Two backs in the backfield, I formation set up. Hand off to Heiser. Heiser bowls ahead. Not much to gain there. That was on third down. And it'll be fourth down.
They're going to probably go for it. They are knocking on the red zone.
2:35 to go here. You know, the game is in hand here. I was curious what Akron Fairfield will do here.